What you see is what you get. There's no strings attached. There's no closets to me. There's no hidden agenda. There's Jesus in me, the hope of glory. You see, I said the greatest joy this gospel brought to me is that I can go to bed and have a clear conscience before God. Not everybody can do that because we're not receiving the righteousness of God. They're hiding. He's coming. God's in the scene. They're hiding behind rocks and trees. A lot of people, when you live in denial, when you don't fess up, when you got secret sins in your life and you've never opened them up before the Lord or grabbed the brother that you love and can trust and confess your sin one to another, when you're living in bondage and acting like you're free, you're nothing more than Adam and Eve denying and hiding from the reality of what you're going through. And I don't care if this sin is breaking your heart. Man, if you're trapped on an internet and you're messing in things you know that aren't right, and you need to get in a room somewhere and just get on your knees and say, God, have mercy. God, this isn't me. God, this isn't what you called me to. And get real. Come out of denial. Stop sitting and sweating and hiding and hoping you don't get exposed and caught, because there is no secrets. That's right. There's none. What's hidden will be shouted from the housetops. So faith, we'll get real with God. Sincerity and purity of heart, we'll get real with God. And get alone with Him. And I'm not telling, saying you got to get up in the church and share all your business. You got to get alone with God. Because they were hiding, but what was God doing? Adam, where are you? Where's your life gone, Adam? Where are you? You know, God knew. He wanted him to come out. He wanted him to say, I'm here. And I really messed up bad. Instead, what'd he do? I'm here, I'm naked. How'd you know you were naked? Did you eat the tree? That's a yes or no question. It was the woman you gave me. You got it? You see what sin does to you? All of a sudden, sin causes you to center around you, protect you. It feeds the selfish, fallen nature of life, man, flesh. And all he had to do was say, yes, Lord, I ate the tree. Instead, he said, it was the woman you gave me. What was he really saying? Well, God, if you wouldn't have given me the woman, I probably wouldn't have ate the tree. But he did eat the tree. And God corrected him and said, because you heeded the voice of your wife instead of me. And then he pronounced the harvest of his sin. But watch what he did first. He looked at that devil, Genesis 3, and he prophesied. God prophesied. In verse 15, he said, I'll put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her, capital S-E-E-D, seed. He, singular, he shall crush your head and you shall bruise his heel. He was talking about the day his son would come. And the only thing bruising heel means is the battering of his flesh. The best you'll do to him is you'll crush the flesh I give him. But he will crush your head in that process. Meaning your authority, your highest place of power. That's what that word head means. Oh. So God prophesied.